Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Is it a scam? Is it a pyramid scheme? Easy money? The next hot thing in marketing? What is going on with master reselling rights? Hey, thanks so much for joining us here today on Build Your Tribe, where today we're going to dig into like this craze that is sweeping social media right now, master reselling rights.
What is it? Is it legal? Our thoughts. We've actually bought the courses and gone through it. We've been doing our deep dive, a lot of research over the last week, and we're excited to share our thoughts with you.
All right, let's get to it. Well, first of all, I started getting questions from people in my DMs, like, because obviously we talk about creating additional streams of income all the time, and people started DMing me and saying, what do you think about master reselling rights? And I think there was a lot of confusion for me anyways, because I'm like, that's a generic term.
Mm-hmm. Just like affiliate marketing is a generic term.
Yeah.
Or multi-level marketing or direct sales. These are just terms for different kinds of marketing. But I think where a lot of the confusion stems from is people are using this term in referring to an action that they're taking with certain courses and certain online product.
Yeah. And this kind of really speaks to the problem. We're going to go over the pros and the cons. And trust me, there are some of both. And this is our opinion. That's all. But I will say that part of the problem is that people who are selling this course really have no formal training whatsoever, a lot of them, in marketing. Well, and frankly, there are people who sell fitness programs and supplements who have no nutritional background or no health coaching background. But I think one of the problems is because this is a course sold with master reselling rights, which is a type of right that you can resell things with, they started calling the course by that name instead of recognizing that the course has a name and this is the type of marketing that you're using to sell it. Very confusing. We're here to break it all down for you. Why? Because, well, between the two of us, we've been in the space of online marketing for more than 20 years combined. I have been in the reselling of rights, including intellectual property rights, rights to my programs, rights to products. I've purchased rights to private label. I mean, so there's so much to be broken down in terms of the marketing. And I think that's where we should first start with is the terms.
So let's start with that very first term, the one that's in the title. What is master reseller rights?
Master reselling rights is when you take something that's been created, like maybe it's a fitness program or a digital course, an ebook, and you create it and you sell it to someone. I could create an ebook, sell it to Brock, and I say, Brock, I'm giving you master reselling rights, which means not only am I selling it to you, but I'm giving you the right to resell it. So, you know, it's something that obviously I've sold my own intellectual property rights with master reselling rights. It's, I'm sure most of you are familiar with other forms, terms of marketing like private label rights. A lot of influencers, when they don't have the capital to start their own makeup line, it's not their expertise, yet they have a following that wants to buy makeup from them. So they will partner with a company that's already produced and formulated the products, and they can then label it, private label it with their own brand, logo, et cetera, and sell it. And other terms that I think you'll hear people say MRR, and that's a term that, again, people would say, what do you think about MRR? And I would say, I love it, because MRR is a term that, you know, you use in the industry that means monthly reoccurring revenue. So I'm like, yeah, I love MRR. I love monthly reoccurring revenue, not knowing that people are talking about a specific course. Another term that's really commonly heard is white label rights. White label rights, again, is very common. You will see people who've created a product and then you get to put your own branding on it. And you're not selling that item as though you manufactured it, but you have the ability to put your own logo on it, right?
And then another term that's being thrown around is just resale rights,
yeah,
which is basically the ability to then have the right to take and resell something. So if I sell you a course, you can go then resell that course. But the difference with master resale rights, from my understanding, is that you can then kind of put your own spin on it. You can tweak things or tweak how it's sold.
Yeah, you can tweak how it's sold. Yeah. Well, but you can with any of these.
Yeah.
You can tweak the way anything's sold. I think here's the biggest distinction I would make. So we, for a while, were manufacturing supplements with private label rights. So obviously, I don't know how to formulate supplements. So I researched and found a company that I really thought they were the basically the gold standard when it came to supplements. We went to them and negotiated the right to take their supplements and private label them. That gave me the right to sell them with my branding on it for Phase It Up, but it didn't give me master reselling rights. In other words, I couldn't get those supplements and then allow you to sell them to someone else and this person to sell them to someone else. With master reselling rights, you can create a course and you can say, okay, anyone who wants to resell this, you can resell it as your own. And that's the difference. Bottom line, it's nothing new. It's not a new concept, but I think I have to say that the folks who are behind this one, at least it seems like it's on our radar, have really done a remarkable job of creating this buzz and community around a course that people are reselling using master reselling rights. And it's blowing up in social media. This particular program is the one that today we said we were going to review because we've had just an influx of people asking, like, and I don't know about you, again, this is not our opinion, it's just what people are saying. Shalene, I don't know, this feels really weird. It feels really scammy. Is this a scam? Like, that's the number one question I keep getting is this a scam?
Yeah, what I hear is it too good to be true? And yeah. A lot of people are saying, like, it sounds too good to be true. Is it actually too good to be true? And there's that old cliche expression, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. That kind of holds up here, but we'll get into that.
Let's talk about first what we have discovered because we wanted to do our research and to come to you with an unbiased opinion. Although I just have to say, it's kind of hard to be unbiased when we've been in this industry. I personally have been in this industry like before it was even digital, like the reselling of rights, if you will. So we did some research to figure out, okay, who's behind the course? Their names are Zach and Hannah Pippins. They claim to have, or they say on their website that they have extensive experience online. In one of the videos I watched, Hannah says that they owned a construction company. Then they did lots of different things to make money online, affiliate marketing, network marketing, didn't love doing those things, didn't love that they didn't have something of their own to sell. So apparently they decided to create a marketing course as their own and then market it with master reselling rights. Based on our research, the original founders created the course and they gave it its own name.
Road to Riches.
However, when they give you master reselling rights, then you are able, as the person who purchased the course for $497, to take it, put your own branding around so it looks like you created it, and you can name it whatever you want.
And that's one of the real attraction pieces of this, is that people feel like, now I have something that has my branding or it has my name on it, and I can sell it as my own. One of the real challenges that a lot of people face when they're trying to make money online is either they end up selling something that someone else has created, like maybe in direct sales, network marketing, or affiliate marketing, or they have to bear the weight and the burden and the stress and the frustration and all of the challenges that come with building your own thing, whether it's a physical product or a digital product. And so what master resell rights basically gives you is a quick and easy way to make it look like, hey, I created this thing. This is my course that I made.
Yeah. And to be honest, or to be fair, I should say, most of the people I've seen marketing it haven't been saying, like, I created this course.
Sure.
And that's, I think, the reason why people are like, is this a scam? Because the way people are marketing it feels like, hey, come over to my house, bring $1,000, and then eight other people bring $1,000, and then you're going to make $8,000. Like, it feels, you know, like my mother-in-law was just here, and she was telling us about this time in the 80s when there were 2 weeks in a row that she made $8,000 as a stay-at-home mom because all of her girlfriends would get together, and this is in like Southern California, and they would all bring $1,000 to like a dinner party. And, you know, it was the original pyramid scheme, right? And she brought her $1,000 because she got invited to this dinner party, and she made it $8,000 like the next week. And then she made another $8,000. And then eventually they became like, everyone knew about it. You didn't know about this?
No, I wasn't alive.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I didn't hear her tell this story. So,
so it's kind of an interesting story because she said back then it became so popular. Like, and there wasn't social media. She said the restaurants were empty because everyone was doing this and everyone was making money. But obviously, eventually someone's not going to make money. Eventually that becomes saturated and there's nothing after that. You came to the party and now no one, you know, you just gave your $1,000, but now your party doesn't Anyways, I'm not suggesting that this, you know, a pyramid scheme at all. It's not. It's a legitimate form of marketing. But what we want to discuss is, does it make sense? And why do people feel like it's a scam? Because I know when I watch the videos, I'm like, because people are marketing it like this. I just bought this course for $497 on digital marketing last night. And an hour later, I've already made my $497 back plus four more sales. I'm like, so then you're marketing something. You haven't even gone into it. You haven't even looked at it. And you're marketing something that you don't have any expertise in that area. I think there's a problem.
And I think what people are getting drawn into is what you keep hearing, especially in all of the TikToks and in all of the videos and all of the promotions of this. What you often hear is, you can make 100% profit. That's like the catchphrase, yeah. 100% profit. And yes, if I buy a water bottle for $8 and I sell it to you for $8, I've just made back my initial investment. And then I can keep selling it and keep making more.
I can now sell
it? Yeah, you can now sell it. Yeah. Or if I can, you know, imagine it was a digital product and I had unlimited supply, I could then keep selling it. But that's really all that's going on here. And so when people are like, I've already made back my initial investment, that means that you bought the course and then now you sold it to one other person. But to your point, oftentimes one of the other key selling points is, I already made back my investment in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Or I've already made this much money in 1 week. And our question is, or our concern is, how well do you really know the course? How well do you really know the product that you're selling? How invested and how authentic is it? Or is it just kind of a, hey, I spent $100 on this, now I'm going to get a bunch of other people to spend $100 on this, and so then I can make money, but then they're going to get a bunch of other people to spend $100 on this, so then they can make money. So we're really not ever actually learning anything. We're just, eventually, like you said, we're going to run out of people who are making money from this.
I'm going to say this, maybe, maybe not, right?
I'm going to say probably.
I'm going to tell you, and we have different opinions on this. I will say, I think it's a brilliant idea from the founders. I think it's a fantastic idea on their behalf. How are they making money? How are they making money if people are buying it from them? Well, certainly they only had to make it once, so they're going to make all those sales. But why don't they want all the sales to come to them? Like, why are they allowing other people to make maybe potentially even more money than they did on the initial sales, right? Well, there are links inside the course. So if you set up the course to exist on your own, on its own platform, then they would get an affiliate fee for that platform. So like web hosting. And now listen, I purchased the course and I've gone through several of the modules. And I'm just not in a position to evaluate. How do I say this? I'm in a position, but I'm going to choose not to evaluate the content. But I will say I've watched way too many videos from people who said, this is an amazing course. I bought it last night. I'm like, it's impossible for you to have gone through it or to apply these principles. So really what's brilliant about it though, is that I think a lot of people don't know what to sell and they don't have something to sell. And you know, maybe they've been in network marketing, especially for network marketers. Mm-hmm. Network marketers have jumped all over this because they're like, I want something of my own. Yeah. So it really does kind of illuminate, I think, some problems in the online space where a lot of people just don't even know what to sell. They don't know how to create something of their own. So let's talk about some of the pros and cons. Some of the pros include, well, it's a minimal investment. I mean, depending on, I mean, that's relative, right? Like, but it's less than $500.
Compared to a lot of other online marketing courses that are, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, $500 is not that much.
For someone who's been in network marketing, I feel like it takes a while sometimes to get established, to learn all the products. They always tell you to be a product of the product. So obviously, people aren't even learning about the product, I mean, enough to be able to sell it. But they're not going into it the way that I think in for those who are in network marketing or affiliate marketing, part of your credibility is as an affiliate marketer, I've used this, it's great, or I am a product of the product. And so that's why I feel comfortable representing this network marketing organization.
I think another pro is that there's no real pressure to sell anything after that one-time investment.
You mean like from your upline? Or
yeah, like there's no pressure, like you're not paying a reoccurring fee, there's no time limit, there's no pressure from like an upline in network marketing or anything like that. It's the only real pressure would be like if you want to recoup that initial investment.
Yeah.
That would be the only pressure to then sell it. But then if you sell it one time, you've recouped that investment.
It is 100% profit, right? So other than your hosting, which again, you can choose to keep it hosted on their platform. But if you do choose to brand it yourself, create your own website, there's very minimal costs, but there are some costs associated. But I think that's a pro. Another pro is you could buy it just to learn about digital marketing. I will say, in my professional opinion, you're going to learn about digital marketing, like the social media modules, et cetera. I mean, just the modules that I've seen, I think they were informative, but I don't know that it, at least what I've consumed thus far, that it really teaches you the way that I would want it to be taught, the way that I pride myself in teaching our students. But again, you don't have to sell it. So there's minimal investment. You don't have to create it. It gives you something to sell.
Mm-hmm. And it also walks you through how to sell it. It's kind of like a course that's basically teaching you how to sell itself. And that's one of the pros, is that then you don't have to then also figure out how to sell it. It's quite literally teaching you as you learn how to sell itself.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason why this is like super interesting to me is, like, I'm not worried about competition, et cetera. But I think a lot of people are really worried. Like, a lot of friends in network marketing who are like, what is this? I have a lot of people who are in the digital online space who are like, this is scary that now all these people are claiming that they're digital marketing masters. And the other reason why it's kind of interesting to me is because I like the concept. I like the concept. I like this concept of creating something for people and giving them the rights, the master reselling rights. But just because a concept makes sense doesn't mean that it's always applied in a way that helps people or that's ethical or that people aren't going to get scammy with it. Like any industry, there are scammers in, you know, whether it's affiliate marketing or medical sales or the church. Like, there are people who go like, oh wow, there's money to be made, and they scam people.
Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial.
There are people who go like, oh wow, there's money to be made, and they scam people.
So with that being said, let's talk about some of the other cons. Mm. One of them that I think first and foremost is it's a one and done. So what I mean by that is it's a course that when you buy it and you finish it, let's say like you buy it from me, then you're done. You're not a—
I don't have anything else to buy from you.
Yeah, you don't have anything else to buy from me. You're not a reoccurring customer.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not coming back for more. There's no customer journey. There's no what happens next. At least that's built in. I could then like make my own course or offer my own coaching on top of the course, but at least how it initially stands is just the initial course, and
yeah,
then you're done.
And I would say that that's not necessarily a con or a negative of that the creators developed. Like, I think that is a detrimental way that people are marketing it. Like, the people who created it, again, I think it's a brilliant idea, but I think if you're just buying it and then just reselling it, like, how are you creating a sustainable business? You're not creating a customer journey. If digital marketing is not your jam, is not your expertise, if you've never freaking created or sold anything yourself as a digital marketer, I just don't think that's a wise and credible way to position yourself.
Arguably, that's kind of the con of master reselling rights as a whole, especially for any sort of educational product or any, you know, quick fix product or I'm going to help you solve this problem product, is that if I'm buying the master resell rights and then reselling it, well, then I better also buy the master resell rights to, okay, well, then what happens after I fix that problem? What's the next step? And I, you know, better keep buying a bunch of other master reselling rights.
Which a lot of people do. So for example, if you just look up the term master reselling rights, somebody a long time ago, long before this course that we're talking about today was established, bought that domain, Master Reselling Rights, and it's just a domain site where you learn about what Master Reselling Rights are. Master Reselling Rights, like I said, is 20 years old, ever since the computer was invented, and there are lots of different people who, that's the business, they just keep reselling things like ebooks and digital courses, etc. I think another con, again, this is not about the people who created it, this is what you need to think about if you're considering investing in this. Like, what is your angle long term? What happens if, and you got to think about this, someone's like, wait a second, I'm going to go through this course. I'm going to retake this information. I'm going to make it my own. I'm going to ChatGPT it. I'm going to re-record all these lessons in my own voice. And I'm going to sell my own digital marketing course, which this happens all the time. Our programs all the time, people, they buy them to learn and burn, meaning they buy them to recreate them, to take our information, plagiarize it, re-record it. And it's literally such a problem, it's not even worth policing. And then offer it at a lower price. Well, that very same thing could happen here. Someone takes that course, re-records it, and now they're saying, hey, I'm going to give you master reselling rights, but at $97. And now it's like you're competing your way to the bottom. I mean, that could happen.
Also, you're selling something that someone else created. It's mm-hmm. not something that you necessarily created. You might be able to put your own branding on it, right. But at the end of the day, someone else created it. And so that opens the door to a lot of other issues, speaking of like credibility or expertise, because ultimately you're selling something as if it's your own.
Yep.
But it's all someone else's credibility and expertise at the end of the day that's actually doing the teaching inside the course.
Yeah. You know, and if I'm just going to play devil's advocate for a moment, how is that different, I guess, than somebody selling the rights to watch my exercise? Like, so there is a network marketing company that they sell fitness digital workouts. And their distributors, what they're doing is selling access to watch those, and they didn't create them. And they aren't necessarily health and fitness experts.
I think the difference, what I would say in counter to that is the only difference is they're not selling it as their own.
Right.
Yeah. They're selling it. They might talk about what it did for them, yeah. Which is, I think, what a lot of, as you said earlier, a lot of people who are promoting this course or who are just talking about master reselling rights online right now, they're doing it in that way. They're saying like, hey, someone else made this, yeah. Someone else created this, which is, I think, probably the more ethical or more credible way to go about things rather than completely rebranding it, selling it as your own, but someone else created it.
Yes.
But also another thing we have to talk about is you still have to sell it. So if you're someone who has a critically small social media audience, or you struggle to get engagement, or you hate social media, or you just suck at selling online, and that's your reason for not doing affiliate marketing or for getting frustrated with network marketing or direct sales, you're like, I hate selling. Well, this is still something you have to sell.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm conflicted, you know, because I think it's great for some people.
Well, I mean, there are people who are probably not making it up. They probably actually are making good money.
Oh, yeah.
Making lots of money. For five, sure. Six figures in a short amount of time online right now. Like, that's valid. And for those people, we're not trying to rain on their parade or poo-poo what they're doing. We're just trying to, as you said earlier, speak to the person who is
About to jump in.
You're not sure. You're hearing a lot of hype and buzz online, and you're feeling that FOMO, like you're missing out, and like you just need to do this because this is another thing that you're missing out on. And honestly, to me, the whole master reselling rights things and the craze around it feels a little bit like NFTs to me. It feels a little bit like NFTs where it's like—
Which is legitimate.
It's legitimate. And some people are living on their private islands right now thanks to their NFTs.
Yeah. I think that's a good analogy because— First of all, we're not saying it's not, it is legitimate. It's not a scam, and neither are NFTs. But do the wrong people get inspired to go crazy because of that fear of missing out because they feel like this is, you know, hitting the lotto, and if I don't jump into this and do this right now, then I'm going to miss out and everyone else is going to be raking in the dough. Our objective is to help you understand, like, think beyond, unless you like urgently need cash overnight, like, okay, then, you know, do what you need to do. But I think it's more important to think long-term, branding yourself, your credibility, because like you said, if I have a small social media following and I've heard somebody say like, oh, just buy this course and then you can resell it tomorrow. And the selling point isn't that the course is so amazing. The selling point is that you can resell it. You know what I mean? For most of the people I've seen marketing it. And then you're talking people into buying it who have a very small social media following. And once they've sold it to those people, now you're done, right? Like you've tapped out your audience. So now you got to pick something else to sell. And what happens to your credibility? So it's right for some. It's not right for all, in my opinion. I think you need to do your research. I think I have seen a lot of people who have stellar reputations jumping into this. And I'm like, wow, huh. And that's what's really giving me pause, like some like really great, credible people who've always stayed true to their brand, and I know that they haven't gone through the program. I'm like, this is peculiar. I think it's a FOMO.
Yeah, I think it, and I think one of the pros and cons is that it's hot right now.
Yeah.
So pro, it's hot right now. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's looking it up. Everyone's making videos about it. And so then if you buy it and you go to resell it, it's hot right now. And so everyone is going to buy it from you because they have that FOMO. But also con, it's hot right now, which means that it's not going to be hot for long, most likely. It's something like any internet trend or any fad that blows up. The faster something blows up, oftentimes the faster it deflates as well. And so because it's so hot right now, it's quickly becoming very saturated, and it's quickly becoming something where people are tapping out their markets and they're tapping out their audiences, and it's getting distributed and sold to so many people that the longer you wait, the more this hot streak kind of sizzles out.
That's one possible scenario. Another possible scenario is that other online marketers, maybe people who have been there longer, consider and have courses. Like, we have so many courses. Could we give people master reselling rights? Would we want to do that? Like, our other digital marketers, people who have like legitimately been in the space for a long time, know what they're talking about, have courses. Like, we have courses that have tens of thousands of people in them, and we've been doing it for more than 12 years. So we've got the chops. We've got the, you know, programs that have proven to help people by following those programs make six, seven figures. Will other people who are course creators, will they go like, hey, maybe I need to give people master reselling rights? Is it possible we might see a lot of this?
I think so. I think that's very possible and very likely. And I think I would even argue that that's beneficial, because then it's not right now, which it primarily is, one course that is just being passed around for everyone. And so there's no diversity of knowledge. There's no specificity within offers to audiences. Instead, I think if it starts getting more diversified and you have a lot of other courses, creators, and online, you know, educators who are allowing master resale rights to be a part of their offering, that will overall improve the market.
Yeah, that's another. Okay, so one thing we did not discuss is the terms and conditions of using someone's program as master reselling rights. So if I were to give you master reselling rights to one of my courses, I would also be able to tell you how you were able to or not able to modify the program. And in most instances, people who give master reselling rights, usually, in fact, with this one, when I purchased it, it said I did not have the right to modify the content in any way, although I could market it and brand it as my own, but I couldn't change any of the content. So the voice in the modules is all, so far, Zach, I think is his name, Zach Fiffins, and the content's laid out as the content's laid out. Also, you can sell it for more than $497.
Which is how much the cost of at least this one that we're mostly talking about that's mostly blowing up, $497.
You can add your own bonuses, your own community.
But then the only other restriction that they have is you're not allowed to sell it on auction websites. So like, you can't go sell it on eBay and allow people to like bid for it.
Yeah, because you chase that number down, yeah. You know, like we talked about earlier. I think that's really interesting, those parameters around that. And again, when you sell something, for me anyways, anything that I recommend, anything that I sell, any sponsors that we have on the show, I feel like my reputation is attached to those things. That's why I've gotten rid of sponsors before, but just because I'm like, I'm not happy with the way this company is going with their customer service, and I don't feel comfortable putting my name behind it. So you have to remember that, like, you're putting your name behind any program that you, whether it's, you know, Roads to Riches or whatever someone's titled it or not. But it also made me think, what if people buy the Roads to Riches course, then they're selling their whatever $1,000 course, and they say with it, you get Roads to Riches. Like, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if this is just, like you said, a blip, or if it snowballs into other people, other digital marketers chasing down the price. I don't know. It's interesting. And I think a lot of this is happening because of AI, because it's so easy for people to create courses today. It is so easy to create digital products. And it's so easy to, and I'm not, please hear me clearly, I'm not in any way, shape, or form suggesting that this course has any plagiarized content. But we certainly know that people are plagiarizing other people's courses like crazy because of AI. Like, AI is kind of scary. I mean, it's awesome in many regards, but It's going to change the landscape a lot. And like I said, when there's money to be made, people lose sight of their ethics.
Yeah. And so that's what I would encourage everyone. I don't care if it's master reseller rights. I don't care if it's the specific course. I don't care if you're going to go sell lollipops at your, you know, local craft fair. Take the time.
Lollipops in a craft fair.
Yeah, well, it's a niche market. Okay. It's an opportunity not many people know about. It's the next big thing. You'll hear about it on TikTok soon. But I think, like, you know, all jokes aside, take your time. Be patient. As we said, oftentimes when things seem too good to be true, it's because they are too good to be true. Not always, but oftentimes. So take your time to do the research. Research not just into how much money are people making, but reviews. What are people saying about the actual course content, not just the ability to resell these things? Research into the people who are instructing your courses. I mean, there's a reason why before we sell any of our courses, we make sure people know our credibility and why they should listen to what we have to say or hear what our advice is.
And the credibility of the experts that we put in all of our programs. Like, despite the, I mean, I've sold physical products, digital products, certifications, books, licensing, franchises, you name it. I'm on this planet long enough to have done it all. But nonetheless, I don't pretend to be the only expert. That's why in our programs, we always have like the expert in each and every area, like the expert in email marketing, the expert to teach landing pages and all those things. I think it's why not all programs are created equal. And it's why you've got to do your research and just don't be blinded by fast, quick, easy money. So that being said,
is master reselling rights a scam in summary?
No.
No.
Are there people jumping in and marketing it in a scammy way? In our opinion, yes. We'd love to know what you think. Again, it's just our opinions and you are entitled to yours. We see lots of pros and cons. You know, I give kudos to the couple who've really done a fantastic job of marketing the heck out of this thing. I give them credit for creating something that other people could sell. I think that solved a problem for a lot of people. But I do think, like I said, there's lots of pros and cons, like we've said. So we'd love to know your thoughts and we'd love to hear your input.
If you found this valuable, if you enjoyed this podcast and you want to learn more about making money online, building your following and just digital marketing, make sure to subscribe because a lot of people find this podcast, like you said earlier, from searching and you don't even realize that you haven't subscribed. So make sure to subscribe so you can get more content just like this every single week and you can learn the actual steps to building a business on social media and making money online.
All right, guys, we'll see you soon.
And as always, happy networking.